Jacob Zuma failed in his first address since forcing the ouster of Thabo Mbeki to categorically answer the question of who his party will nominate to become president of the country. All Zuma was willing to do was hint that the party's deputy, Galemat Motlanthe, might be a good choice.
I went further to say, we don't run short of comrades to undertake that task. We've got experienced ministers who are there, including the deputy president of the ANC, who is part of the cabinet, who, if given that task, will equal it.
Zuma urged South Africans not to be apprehensive, but did not offer them the certainty they hoped for in the wake of Mr. Mbeki's resignation. Motlanthe, who is believed to have been born in 1949, came to the ANC through the Black Consciousness Movement of slain activist Steve Biko. He was jailed by the apartheid government for his political activities for about 10 years. While in jail, he forged relationships with several ANC leaders, paving the way for his future in the organization. After his release from prison, he joined the trade union movement and became Secretary General of the National Union of Mine Workers. In 1997, he was elected Secretary General of the ANC and last year became the party's deputy president. He is among those leaders of the ANC who believe Zuma was unfairly targeted by the prosecuting authority and is a strong supporter of the ANC president. Even so, he enjoys broad support across most factions in the ANC because of his calm approach to party disagreements and is considered a peacemaker. Parliament is expected to meet Thursday to elect a new president who will remain in office until scheduled general elections around April of next year. The ANC is likely to win that election, although experts say with a reduced majority, at which time Jacob Zuma is likely to become president of South Africa. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。